Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
If tombstones are scary to you, epitaphs are strange to me. We have all seen them. Most of them are brief. Some of them are profound. A few epitaphs are tragic. Some are even humorous. There's an old wooden grave marker on Boot Hill that reads, "Here lies Les Moore, shot four times with a 44, no less, no more." There's one that appears in jolly old England on an old gray slate stone, slick with age, that says, "Beneath this stone, a lump of clay, lies Arabella Young, who on the 24th of May began to hold her tongue." It'll take a while and you'll get it. You won't believe this, but just outside Wichita, there's a tombstone that reads, "I told you I was sick." Now that is a frustrated corpse, I'll tell you. I told you. In his immortal 16th century work, John Fox captures the feelings of the martyrs by recording for us some of the epitaphs that appear in the catacombs below Rome. The difference between the Christian and the non-Christian is obvious. You don't have to see the symbols of the vines and the ship under full sail, or the numerous etchings of the ichthus, the fish. All you need to do is read the words. "Here lies Marcia, asleep in peace." And another, "Victorious in Christ." What a contrast to those that read, "Live for the present hour since we're sure of nothing else." Or, "I lift my hands against the gods who took me away at the age of 20, though I had done no harm." And the cynical, "Traveler, curse me not as you pass. I'm in darkness and I cannot answer you." James Russell Lowell, the American poet, has said his preference for an epitaph would have been, "Here lies that part of James Russell Lowell which hindered him from doing well." That's true. The body is often the greatest enemy of the soul. One of my favorites is Ben Franklin's. If you ever get a chance to go to Philadelphia, you must visit the old Christ Church at 5th and Arch Streets. You won't see an epitaph, but you will see, appropriately, in honor of that great American genius, a simple flat stone. But if he had had his way, he would have allowed this epitaph to appear on it. "Like the cover of an old book, its contents torn out, and stripped of its lettering and gilding, here lies food for worms. But the work shall not be lost, for it will, as he believes, appear once more in a new and more elegant edition, revised and corrected by the author." Capital A, author. I like that. I like it because it speaks the truth. I like it because it implies the truth of resurrection. "Here lies that which is only rotting, fit for worms. But what you may not know, traveler, what you may not know, visitor, is that the author will someday come and redo this work, and he will fit it for eternity." What a hope there is in resurrection.
Tombstones are interesting, and one day we'll each have one. What would you like yours to say? This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "Triumph for the Undeserving," was copyrighted in 1984, and this Lifetrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.